The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Podcast advertising works better, with listeners 34% more likely to buy, according to a new white paper from data marketing company Claritas. That increase in conversion lift is just 2.6% for other advertising like print and live TV. The paper also says that coupon codes and vanity URLs miss the majority of actual conversions. Podcast descriptions are probably more important than you think. In a blog post, Dan Meisner from Pacific Content examines the art and science of podcast descriptions, how they look in different browsers, their average length, and what you ought to include. You'll find it linked from our show notes and our newsletter today. Bootleg podcasts are a new frontier for unlicensed music on Spotify, claims music website Pitchfork. Spotify are apparently trying to cut them out. Those exciting plans from Apple to make their own podcasts? Well, Bloomberg, who started the story in the first place, now say they're just to promote their TV shows. The news bulletins are taking over the rankers. Podtrac has published their top 20 podcasts for January. NPR News Now, a five-minute news bulletin mainly driven by smart speakers, is now number 2. Fox News Radio Newscast is a new entry at number 20. Podnews reported on February the 6th that Sky News' news bulletin, which is not available as a podcast at all, is number 2 in the Australian podcast ranker as well. Well, this podcast is also available in your daily news briefing settings in both Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant. And Apple are hiring. An intriguing role called Product Manager, Apple Podcasts Personalization, has appeared. You'll be responsible for building out our personalization strategy, they say. The role is based in beautiful downtown Culver City in California in the US. In podcast news, Podcast Insider includes an interview with Trevor Bell from The Iron Fist and the Velvet Glove, a successful podcast from Brisbane, Australia. That's where we are. Trevor bought us a beer once. And Stuff You Should Know is also going to be a set of books. Stuff You Should Know, an incomplete compendium of mostly interesting things, is the first book we can expect, showing the long lead time for publishing. It's due on shelves on September the 29th. And there's plenty more and all the links in our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.